This is a beautiful chronicle of the bride that came from Ezekiel's journal. My Lord, what a wonderful surprise that you would meet me here in this special place again. My wife has just finished reading to me one of the chapters of the previous chronicles, and I find myself transported to a similar scene with you. There are large willows swinging and dancing about in the pleasant evening breeze. I too find myself on a freestanding swing, you beside me, gently pushing me back and forth and gliding me softly through the air. I hold on to the vines on either side and let my head fall back. My long blonde hair sweeps the tops of the grasses below. Ezekiel always sees his soul as the bride when he is with Jesus. I don't feel that typical dizziness that comes with swinging in this way, much as we did when we were all little children. But I did want to see your face and gaze into your beautiful eyes, Jesus. Even as I was thinking this, you steadied the vine, and the swing came to a stop. What is it, Lord? You wanted to look into my eyes. My dear one, I so love to gaze into your eyes as well. So much for so little. Again, I am asking Jesus what he means. Beloved, when I look into your eyes, the window to your soul, I can refresh myself within the garden of your heart. It is there that the Father and I dwell together as one with the Holy Spirit. And before you ask me why we are here, let me tell you, my love, it is because of the great love that you bear for me, for us, and for the church, the world, and all souls. Recall that you have asked me to grant this to you, the gift of true love for souls. Therefore, your request has been granted. Even though you do not always feel it inside, it is there nonetheless. Lord, when I asked you 2 days ago why certain trials were taking place, you replied that it was because I am selfish. Yet you tell me that you have granted me this gift of love. Your selfishness is in fact a vice that you will have to struggle with. However, you alone cannot overcome this vice. Once again, ask me, and in my time and in my way, I will overshadow this weakness within you, and I will obliterate it with the power of my own love. There will again come a day when you will reach out to everyone with my supernatural love. Just as in your first days, and even greater still. For now, ask me every day, morning, noon, and night, to love everyone through you. This will help you to avoid harshness and judgment, and you will grow quickly in unselfishness as you resemble me more and more in giving your whole life for my body, the church, for the world, and yes, for all souls. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for such a beautiful chronicle.